us another guy to get in the rotation. You know, other than when he was out, you know, we had two guys at the ends, you know, maybe three. But now we have a firm three guys at the ends, and, you know, we might be able to, me and him might even be able to work on the inside.
You know, you focus a lot of your film study on the offensive line and what they do, but when you see a quarterback coming in that you have no film on, you know, what can you do to try and prepare for him?
You know, we just need to be, you know, firm to our fundamentals. We know he's, you know, he's young, but we know he's also fast, and he can make the passes, he can make the plays. So we're gonna have to, you know, be assignment sound, and we're gonna have to work hard, you know, just like any other quarterback.
How would you describe the physicality that you see with the backfield at LSU?
They're big, you know, but we've faced big backs before, and, you know, we've held our own against them, and we know that they're big and they're fast, and, you know, that's what the SEC is about. But we're just going to have to, you know, again, fundamentals, our technique, we're going to have to do our assignments. The D-line does their assignments. The linebackers are going to be able to get free and make plays.
You talk about the fundamentals. How do you feel you guys have done with that here, these extra practices that you're getting preparing for this?
We've been doing pretty good. You know, the first couple practices coming down here, you know, it was hot. We weren't used to the weather. Kind of a little sloppy, but, you know, we've tightened down, and we've done a lot better.
But you guys don't have any really film on LSU's quarterback. You have faced guys like Braxton Miller, Devin Garver, mobile quarterbacks. Does that kind of give you a little bit of an edge, even though you haven't had a chance to see him a lot in action?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to run, you know, the options and everything. We just need to be assignment sound. We need to be have a guy on the quarterback, have a guy on the pitch. And, you know, he's young, so if we can get some pressure on him, get him rattled, we might be able to make some mistakes, be in our favor.
Mike, you've had a kind of an front row seat for Carl Davis's. I think he really came alive this year as a player. What were the differences that you see from 12 to 13?
Just his work ethic, I think. You know, you could tell in the off season, and then the winter, the summer, he was working hard, and he had a goal. And we knew that if we were going to be a good D-line, we were going to need him to step up. And for the most part, he has. And you can see it a lot in practice as well. You know, he's running around. He's got a lot of energy. So it's been helping out a lot.